In the years 1942 and 1943, there were several council discussions about the precarious position of the dental school. In 1942, for example, only 5 new students joined, giving us a total of only 22 dental students. It was wartime, of course, and one expected a fall in student numbers. But it was during this period that the issue of the admission of women to dentistry came to the fore. It had been the case that women participated in surgical operations in dentistry during the First World War and after. I recall the surprise of Mr. S. G. Allen in 1929 when, on carrying out the gory affair of extractions for 20 or more children, a woman anaesthetist, a Dr. Dorothy Waterfield, attended the operating theatre. Over a decade later, in the early 1940s, Mr. Allen, who was by now the Assistant Director of Dental Studies, contributed greatly to the Council's discussions on the admission of women to the dental school. The general feelings of the Council on this subject were favourable, and our views were then passed to the hospital's Medical Council for consideration. After the war ended, it was decided women students should be admitted, and the dental school were pleased to accept a Miss Ellen Coates to commence her studies in October 1947. She, unfortunately, withdrew for unknown reasons. However, later, in 1950, Miss Jean Edwards was admitted and successfully achieved her qualification in 1954.